Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another version of America Tonight. You are probably into the hamburgers and hot dogs by now, as it's Memorial Day weekend. And boy, is there a lot to think about that's already happened so far this year. Can you believe that we're already into the tail end of May? I can't believe it. Meaning that so many kids are getting out of school, people are maybe preparing for that week of vacation that you saved up for, or, you know, whatnot. In this version of America Tonight, we take a look back at a couple of things, and one of the people we're going to talk to this hour is Jared Breaux. He's a crisis communications guru, really, and he talks about Britt McHenry. Remember all of the hoopla over Britt McHenry? If you don't remember who she is, she was the ESPN reporter who had video that leaked out of her verbally abusing a tow lot employee. That it was posted originally on a thing called Live Leak, by the way. In the video, she announces that she's a TV reporter. She makes a whole bunch of crazy, disparaging, ripping remarks about the woman behind the counter, her appearance, makes fun of the job, ridicules her education, threatens to sue, and then this was like one of the lines that came out of it. Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh? She apologized on Twitter, and she said she allowed her emotions to get the best of her and had some insulting and regrettable things to say, and she said she was sorry for her actions. So ESPN suspended McHenry for 1 week, and then a day after, the towing company released a statement saying they didn't want to see her suspended or terminated as a result of her comments. So it ended well for her. So in other words, it hasn't really bit her. Of course, if you look anything up about Britt McHenry, this is the story that you'll see, and I think that's going to stick with her throughout probably the rest of her career. But I think ESPN's moved on, and I think the towing company, by saying that, they kind of gave her the all clear too, which was good for Britt McHenry, because boy, everybody and their brother was talking about her. If she wanted attention for the wrong reason, she absolutely got that attention. I wanted to turn my attention to something I read the other day in the Wall Street Journal, and your attention too. An interesting couple of things discussed about, one, the Senate that taking up the Trans-Pacific Partnership and what would happen. That's a bill they're going to look at. The House will probably do it by July 4th, and there's going to have to be some compromises that are, you know, moved around to make it happen. But what's really, really interesting about it is that this is, you know, something that has been talked about for a while, and there actually might be some light at the end of the tunnel, just to quote the Wall Street Journal, and that would be a huge light if that happens. The other thing that's heavily discussed because of our infrastructure, especially, are we going to see, you know, will it be a major highway bill? What will it be? Will we see maybe tax reform? Are we going to see some kind of a deal that gets a big budget deal that gets the president's signature on it? I thought they raised some really, really good questions as to what was coming up next. To me, I think funding the highways is huge, and I think changing the tax code is huge for all of us. So many of us concerned about what's going on. We don't even understand the tax code. So that would be phenomenal if that happened. But the road bill, the decision over whether or not to increase the federal gas tax hasn't been increased for a long time. And it's kind of tricky waters to do that, especially for Republicans. But when we look also at our highways and what do you do, what do we do to repair some of the situations that are not being handled statewide, because that's something that is done federally, or at least the money comes from that. And I think another thing, and this was also brought up, about what are the things that are doable or could happen despite heading into this year, the thought that a lot was going to happen in Congress. And I think this is an interesting one, and we've talked about this a ton on America Tonight. Again, as you sit there with your burgers on Memorial Day weekend, think about the money that is being lost because we have the most ridiculous corporate tax rate, the highest in the world, right? We're losing, you want to know how much we're losing? We're losing more than $2 trillion in corporate cash because it's overseas. A huge chunk of revenue, of potential revenue, used to expand somebody else's economy, some other country's economy, as and we're trying to avoid higher taxes. So that would be the deal. To me, if you could lower the tax rates for corporations and also make it easier for international companies to do what they have to do for overseas profits, and then the highway bill, I would agree with that. That would be huge. So to me, of all the things I mentioned, the highway bill, and I think this corporate tax thing would be, and the tax code, doing something to rework the tax code. And it is pretty interesting if you think about it. So far, everything we heard and thought leading in to 2015 is that there was going to be a log jam, nothing was going to get done. But Congress is actually getting some things done. I mean, even sort of a limited deal on the reform of Medicare, right? So what are the big things that could happen by the end of this calendar year? We're almost, not quite, but we're almost 6 months through the year. What could we possibly see, and what would you like to see coming out of Washington? It's so rare for me to say it, because usually I'm talking about the nonsense that flows out of Foggy Bottom, and I have massive problems with the way the government is being run and some of the ridiculous things that we've had to put band-aids on and haven't dealt with. But if something could be done to lower the corporate tax, that would be ginormous, which if you look it up, it really is a word. I didn't make it up. It would be ginormous because we would get some of that money back, and that's part of losing those overseas jobs too, by the way, and we know that's been incredibly critical. So many people saw their incomes just bounce away because of the reluctance for companies to stay in the States. They were getting such a better deal to go overseas. I'll never forget, and you'll remember this if you've been listening before a while, when I took the show to Ireland, and there we are going by the Apple. Oh, there's Apple. Huge facility. And, of course, they didn't have to pay any taxes. So, of course, Apple had a facility there. Google was over there. A guy that sat next to me on the plane was going to go to work for Google in the United States, but he had worked for them in Ireland. So clearly it would be fantastic if they could get that back on course and we could pull that money back in, because that's a lot of money that would make a big difference. And then the excuse of we can't do it here, we're losing too much money, the corporate taxes are crippling, that conversation, we could put an end to that. And wouldn't that be fantastic? Absolutely. Absolutely. So sit back, relax, enjoy. Again, part of the conversation this hour with Jared Breaux, crisis communications dude, talking about Britt McHenry and the insulting things that she had to say to an employee at a tow truck company where they had towed her car. She apologized, and I think the brouhaha from, 8 weeks ago has blown over for her. But she'll always, at some point, be tagged with that in her career. Much more coming your way next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Tonight, the rest of the way, an interesting conversation with my pal Jared Bro, crisis communications guru, about this Britt McHenry situation. You know, the gorgeous ESPN anchor who walked into a towing place when her car was towed and decided to unload on the woman who was behind the counter. And what does this mean for ESPN, her future, really more for her future, not so much ESPN. And will people be looking at her and looking for her to trip up again, which is what I think will happen. But we'll go there with him coming up in our next segment of ATN. However, speaking of going there, what a tangled, crazy Clinton web has been spun. You know, we're talking about that book, Clinton Cash, and they're saying the foundation got money from investors with Russians pushing for the uranium deal. That's when, you know, this is part of the scrutiny that's going on because of this uranium company that ended up in the hands of the Russians, but it certainly gave them access to part of the U.S. uranium reserves and mega contributors to the Clinton Foundation. So when we say tangled web, it's just the perfect analogy of, are they going to be able to get out of this web, or will they be caught in the web? You know my feelings, as I've said in our last show, the Clintons were lawyers. The Clintons have lawyers around them. I mean, they get it. They get tight spaces and how to wiggle their way out of tight spaces. So I would have to assume that they realized some of this was going on, unless they just, for some reason, felt like they were above that fray, which can happen. Now, Chelsea Clinton has been speaking out on the foundation donors and says, look, we're going to be transparent. And we've heard this transparency thing, of course, from the Obama administration. But she's saying, don't be knocking us. And she didn't say it quite like that, but she said, to be specific, to quote her, she said, we've always partnered with governments, NGOs, foundations who believe the work we do is important. What the Clinton Foundation has done is we will be even more transparent. And, you know, she was asked about the foreign donations because of the revelations from this book that the Clinton Foundation took money from foreign governments and sources. And she said that the donations were accepted, these donations that were accepted during her tenure, her mother's tenure as Secretary of State, were never, what's coming out is they were never properly recorded, but she's refuting that, saying that we're, again, going to be transparent. The foundation, since it started in 2000, has raised about $2 billion. And she is the vice chairwoman of the foundation. So she's saying, she did say, we need to do a better job with public information. We need to do that. The family is saying that they're going to be refiling tax returns after they found a bunch of errors in the financial statements, mostly over-reporting and under-reporting donations from the foreign governments. So when you say that, yeah, that makes a few people nervous. And, I mean, she's running it. Her mother and father are part of the Clinton Foundation, and Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. So, on the surface, when you say, oh, yeah, we get donations from foreign countries, and, you know, don't worry. There's nothing that's going to be nefarious here. It's all on the up and up. But if you're dealing with foreign governments, you can see where the clash could come in. You can see where that could happen. But I still say that you would have to have something ironclad to shut it down on them. You really would. You really would have to have that. Otherwise, forget it. I mean, and transparency, you know, people are making jokes and saying, oh, come on, the books are cooked. And can you really believe what they're saying? They're caught in the crosshairs, so they'll say anything, and then people are trashing Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law, who's Ed Mezvinsky, who is a criminal, is a felon. So he had a whole bunch of scandals, financial scandals, investment-wise. And, you know, there's definitely a cloud of doubt, but there's always a cloud that kind of follows the Clintons. And for the transparency, they'd have to tell you everything that, they'd have to go down the list and tell you everything that everybody donated. And I don't suppose that's going to happen that easy. Think about that. 20%. When Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, 7 cabinet members signed off on a deal, basically, I'm going to say signed off on a deal, to give Russia how much of the production of uranium, U.S. production used for nuclear weapons and nuclear power? 20%. 20%. And then money was donated to the foundation. They absolutely have to come up with some good answers here for this. And I still think they will. I still think the Clintons know how to deal with this kind of thing. I think they'll be able to find a way to dance out of it, unless they just were not thinking that far ahead and somebody has one-upped them. Someone's one-upped them. And listen, the House has already called Clinton to testify on Benghazi, on the private server, on the emails, and now are they going to add this whole thing with the foundation? Could they put that in there? I don't think so. I don't think they will. But trust me, there's lots of investigating happening at this point. Lots of investigating. All right, since this is kind of scatter shooting here at the beginning, because I love to do that. So we bounce from the Clintons and transparency to Marco Rubio, who's now the head of the PAC of the Republicans in a new Fox News poll anyway. There's been a lot of conversations about Rubio. So he jumped ahead of everybody. And when I say he jumped ahead of everybody, you look where, if I go down the list, the Bush dynasty, will there be Bush 3 in the White House? The way it's looking anyway with this poll, Rubio is on top of the list right now. He's got a little bit of a bump, a 5% bump after his announcement. He's 13%. He's got 13% in the race for the Republican nomination. Scott Walker has 12%. Rand Paul, 10%. This is Fox News. Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Mike Huckabee are tied at 9%. Ted Cruz gets 8%. And then it drops down considerably from there. People who haven't declared, like Chris Christie, he was at 4% and down even further than that. So pretty interesting, isn't it? The Tea Party put Walker first at 19%, Rubio 14%. Rand Paul checks in at 13%, Huckabee and Cruz 10%. So if we break it down even that much further. And I think this is the kind of thing we're going to see. We're going to see a lot of hopscotch until it gets closer to the real deal with these primaries. And Clinton is the only one who still has a majority, saying she is honest and very trustworthy, 51%. So 51%. How about that? Seems so high, doesn't it? So a lot of people, if there was hypothetical matchups, are still going with Clinton. Clinton best, and this is a Fox News poll, Clinton best each of the Republicans tested in the hypothetical matchups for 2016. She leads Paul 46-43, Bush 45-41, Rubio 46-42, Cruz the worst 47-42, and even Walker 46-40. And these are hypotheticals. And even the poll went so far as to ask, is Clinton too old and Rubio too young? And they all said nope on both counts. Nope on her being too old, and nope pretty much on him being too young. It's interesting to see the two polar opposites of that. But with the numbers being a lot closer, I still say it's a horse race in the end. It's a horse race! All right, we're going to Jared Breaux, Crisis Communications, talking about the pretty blonde who opened her mouth and unfortunately inserted her foot at what cost?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during the slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking a lot about Britt McHenry and, of course, how she unloaded at the tow services office on the woman who was behind the counter. It's crazy. It's gone viral many times. It's been well over a week and a half, and still she's the butt of many jokes. But in all seriousness, she gets suspended for a week, and I'll tell you, we did a little poll here on America Tonight a couple of days ago, and most people felt as though she should have been fired, that if she were a man, she would have been bounced from ESPN for sure. Jared Breaux joins us. He's been on the show many times, crisis communications expert. Jared, first of all, when you first heard the story about Britt McHenry, were you kind of surprised at what a mean girl she was and how personal those attacks were?
I have two daughters, and I remember sitting and watching the movie Mean Girls with her, and the resemblance of her to the star of that movie, the Regina George character, was just uncanny. And I'll be honest with you, I had no idea who Britt McHenry was until about a month ago. And here's how I found out. I was sitting in a restaurant near Dallas, Texas, having lunch with some guys, some work buddies, and suddenly the table got quiet and everybody's head turned, and I turned to see what it was, and there she was on TV. Mm-hmm. She is attractive enough that guys stop what they're doing at lunch and turn their heads. And here she is personifying the appearance and the personality of the mean girl. It blows me away.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you knew of her because of an incident before that had nothing to do with what she said. Do you think ESPN did the right thing in just the suspension for a week?
They blew it. And there is no reason for someone who displays this type of character, publicly or private, to be employed. Character is doing the right thing regardless of whether anyone sees you and regardless of whether you are in public or private. And it is okay to forgive someone for a bad act. It can be any of a number of horrible acts, including crimes, and you can have it in your heart to forgive that person. I don't see this as an issue of forgiveness for an employer like ESPN. I see this as a character decision that needs to be made by this network, that a person like this can easily be replaced by somebody with equal or more talent, equal or more attractiveness, and definitely a better personality type.
Yeah, boy, I totally agree with that. Do you think, like so many people have said to me, if she were a man, she would have been fired?
I don't think so. I don't think that would be the case. ESPN has had mostly guys that they've had to suspend in the past, sometimes saying rotten things about their co-anchors, and they've just suspended them. I think people expect a certain amount of what I'm going to describe as blowhard testosterone on ESPN, just like on sports radio. You know, you run pretty even-keel shows, but you know that in your business, you know that there are consultants who come into these stations and say, guys, you know, you got to stir up the pot, get the callers to call in. It's a gag to get people to come in. So ESPN kind of expects that blowhardness. But I think what happens in this case is she just personifies the stereotype of the mean girl and personifies what you see in movies. But there's a difference between acting and actually being that rotten that you would say that to somebody. I just can't fathom who the individual is that would go on that many tirades. I mean, here are some of the things she said. I'm in the news, sweetheart, and I will effing sue this place. Oh, yeah, that's why I have a degree and you don't. With no education, no skills, just want to clarify that. Do you feel good about your job so that you could be, so I could be a college dropout and I could do something like this? Maybe if I was missing some teeth, you would hire me. Oh, like you're looking so stunning because, look, I'm on TV and you're in the effing trailer. Lose some weight, baby. Who actually says those things in public to another human being, whether you're on camera or not on camera? That's just flawed character. And I worked in TV for 15 years. I worked with people who were rotten but not that rotten. They would chew out the camera crew. They would chew out the teleprompter operator. Man, look, there's no place for that. There are too many nice human beings on the globe who can do the job. ESPN is getting it wrong, and they have a chance to send a message to the world as well as to their employees. You need to be nice to work for us.
Do you think, I totally agree with that, do you think that sometimes when there's more pressure, if the story keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and this one has really cycled around a lot, I mean, she got massive publicity, in a sense, the wrong kind of publicity for this, in the New York Post and the Chicago Tribune, you know, you name any place, Jared, and you know this, everybody was talking about it. Sometimes when there's a lot of pressure and it comes back, then they'll change their mind and somebody loses their job. Do you think there's any chance of that?
You know, I've been waiting for that to happen. The New York Post put out a headline. Well, here it is. It says, a sorry excuse for a human being. USA Today, Sports Illustrated, everybody who's anybody wrote about this and said, there's no place for this person. And immediately the hashtag Fire Britt McHenry started trending. But here's what I've noticed. I'm talking about it and you're talking about it, but when you look on Twitter, the number of people talking about it on the hashtag Fire Britt McHenry has sloughed off. And what I'm really waiting to see is whether ESPN thinks, okay, this has died down, we can let it go. If they put her back on the air, the day that her face shows back up, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not the outcry begins again. Because it's calmed down on social media. It hit a peak at a fiery pitch real fast, and then it dropped from the news cycle.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I noticed that, too, that it was really tipping the charts. There's no question about it. And then it pulled back a little bit, which sometimes happens because the 140-character world, there's always something else that comes down the pike, and believe it or not. And you know that because it moves so quickly.
And today and tomorrow, it's Bruce Jenner, you know. Bruce is going to take the headlines as what's trending next.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. From the world of crisis communication, and you said that ESPN got it wrong. Why don't they have guys like you on speed dial? Because, I mean, they're a huge corporation. It seems like a lot of times they do get it wrong. And it's like you're talking about blowhard testosterone. Do they have this, hey, we're the kings. Do they have this sort of arrogance about them that it doesn't matter. We'll do what we do and we'll deal with it and move on.
Usually it's a money decision more than an ethics decision. What they're looking at is how many people tune in to watch this gal when she's on the air. Mm-hmm. And I'll use Fox News as an example. If you turn on Fox News, it is blondes, plagues. Mm-hmm. The diversity at Fox News is putting a brunette on the air. I saw one the other day. That's a representation of diversity. Sex sells. Sex appeal sells. Putting a gal out there with long legs and a big smile and her blonde hair gets men to tune in. The primary audience, even though there are tons of gals involved in sports, the primary audience at ESPN is skewed heavily toward the male demographic.
Yeah.
And let's face it, given a choice of what you're going to put on the air to try to bring the guys in, you're going to put whatever has the sex appeal in there. You're going to have a certain number of the blowhard guys who are former jocks and whatever else. But if she's eye candy and bringing people in on this subject, and what's sad for her is she had everything going for her. You know, she is an athlete. She is a soccer star. She knows the sport. She knows it in and out because she's played there, and she can talk about it and be intelligent when talking about soccer. And the good Lord blessed her with her appearance. Man, but when you're that rotten, look, there's somebody else who's also a great soccer player who can also be whatever eye candy ESPN wants and can be just a nice human being.
Yeah,
yeah,
well said.
I think they're just getting it wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're getting it wrong, too. Is there anything that she can do to turn it around? Because I thought it was such a tepid response apology. You know, if you were advising her on the other side of this, hey, people are perceiving you as a mean girl, your humanity is being questioned, is there anything she could do to turn it around?
If she tried to turn it around too fast, it would come across as nothing but a publicity stunt. And it was interesting because somebody sent me a link when they read about it on my blog. Somebody sent me a link and said, look at this. She's supposed to talk to 1,000 kids about bullying. A person like her would need to actually, I think, go to professional therapy to learn that you're not better than someone else because you're on TV. You're not better than somebody else because you went to college. You're not better than somebody else because of your appearance. You're not better because of. What we're seeing here is a DNA that's been boiling up in her DNA for 28 years. It's just her personality, and you can't change the stripes on a tiger or the spots on the leopard. That's her DNA. I don't know what the future holds for her. You and I do a lot of speaking at conferences. I hope she doesn't turn into some motivational speaker who tries to get up there and say she's changed her ways. I don't think she's changed her ways. And what's going to be tough for her is how many other people will record her in a coffee shop or in a nightclub or in a grocery store or getting her hair done to see whether or not this happens again.
Yep.
She's not going to be able to just suppress this overnight. This would require an evolution for her. As a crisis communication guy, I can often provide advice to people. I was asked when the two frat boys were singing the racist songs. I was asked by somebody involved with that, what do these guys need to do? And my advice was, you have to go make amends to the people that you hurt. You have to go into the minority community and apologize, and you have to do works of good deed. That doesn't actually work for her. Going into her community to apologize, what she does need to do is do a heartfelt visit back to the person that she offended. She needs to write a caring letter that says she's sorry, but the tone of her apology that she put on Twitter, for me, is insufficient. I get the impression, like many people in her shoes, they're sorry that they got caught. They're not sorry they committed the act. Given an opportunity not to get caught, they would probably do it again, and I think that's the flaw with her.
Absolutely. Jared Breaux, Crisis Communications man, guru, etc., thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Always wonderful to talk to you. Bye.
Well, I have heard it said, burn a girl with a juggernaut.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh. And the big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh. All right, we're hitting that final seg here on America Tonight. And kind of tying some things up that happened on the day. Some of the things that we were talking about actually at the top of this show. Certainly, there is no doubt that the Clintons' woes with whatever is going to ultimately happen with the Clinton Foundation, they're saying transparency and all of that kind of stuff. But whatever ultimately happens, you know, does it stick or not stick is the key thing. They can say whatever they want about we'll let you know whatever you want to know, because we're going to be very transparent. We're fixing anything that doesn't seem like it's above board. But ultimately, it's that perception that people form their opinions as to whether or not they were trying to pull a fast one. And I'll stick by the same thing I've been saying for the last couple of days. I don't see it. I don't see this tripping them up. I just don't see that happening. Don't see it. You might disagree. And if you do, in fact, you can always flip in your two cents at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And I got to tell you, I searched high and low for what I thought would make an interesting daily salute. Sometimes it's something amazing, Good Samaritan-wise, that somebody's done for somebody else. Sometimes it's somebody that should be recognized and isn't necessarily looking for recognition. And sometimes I think the daily salute just needs to be something really, really cool. And here's what I think is really, really cool. I applaud anyone who unearths, easy for me to say, a discovery that blows our mind. For example, out of Hong Kong, there's this Chinese city that now has the largest number of dinosaur eggs in the world, and they've added a new batch to their collection. Check this out. Construction workers unearthed 43 fossilized dinosaur eggs during this road repair that they were doing in southern China, and it happened over the weekend. Last weekend, the city already calls itself the home of dinosaurs. It won a Guinness World Record for the world's largest collection of dino eggs at its museum in 2004. And now they, for the first time, the fossils have been discovered in the city center. So they stopped all the road work. The researchers and construction workers jumped down into a ditch to dig out the fossils. 19 of the eggs. Can you imagine? I mean, this is like Jurassic Park on steroids, but in the real world. 19 of the eggs are completely intact. The largest is 5 inches in diameter. So they say they're going to continue to look at the fossils to determine which dinosaur species they belong to. Most of the eggs in the museum's collection right now are the duck-billed dinosaurs. They roamed the Earth 89 million years ago. And nearly 17,000 dinosaur eggs have been uncovered in the city since the first group of fossils were found in 1996. So think about that. 17,000 dinosaur eggs uncovered only since 1996. I like want to take the show to the city. We need to take the show on the road and go there. So to me, when in this world of crazy cockamamie fascinations with Bruce Jenner turning into a woman and his offspring or stepdaughters or whatever and the size of their booties and the crazy reality shows, I think this is such an awesome, awesome thing. And I would love it if these dinosaur eggs would actually go on tour. Can you imagine that? So I'm going to say the daily salute goes to the very excited, as I understand, construction workers who weren't even questioned. They immediately stopped and wanted to help. They got the researchers there as soon as they could, and they wanted to help them on their own dime, so they're not getting paid for that, to help dig out these eggs. Woohoo! Yeah, yeah. I want to find some fossils. I have some fossils, but they're fossils I got in shops. I have never unearthed a shark's tooth or any other kind of fossil. And I think that's amazing. Because seriously, I mean, you know, it's not like they're making a fortune anyway, but they did it at their own expense because they were pulled into the story and excited about that. And, you know, I don't know. That tells me something, absolutely. All right, I got to fill in the blanks on a few things here before we skedaddle, including this one because we followed Petraeus, General David Petraeus' story for such a long time, and to me he was one of the great generals and was taken down in a very sad way, and it was a big loss, I think, from the military point of view. So in the end, he was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $100,000 fine. And you know the story of what happened. Seriously, brilliant military mind. He oversaw our operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was even listed at one point as a potential presidential candidate. So now he doesn't have to get into the orange jumpsuit, but he's got to do the probation thing. And all this is for falling down over a woman, Paula Broadwell, because he shared classified information with her, and she was someone he was fooling around with, but was also was the biographer of the story that she was writing about Petraeus. This has been 2.5 years. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, my brother lives in Tampa, and remember the whole socialite thing? My sister-in-law's family lives right next door to the other woman who was throwing parties for Petraeus, and then they were looking at her as somehow involved in something else that was going on with Petraeus, and nothing ever came out about that. But there's an interview in What You Missed with my sister-in-law, Christy Delaney, and she talks about how chaotic and crazy it was when this all was kicked open 2.5 years ago. There was nothing but live trucks all over their lawns. And remember, he resigned as director of the CIA, and that was just 2012. After that whole relationship became public. But the plea deal allows him to avoid the jumpsuit and the bars, and they agreed not to send him to jail because the information, thank goodness, was never released to the public or published in the biography. And a lot of people think he can still kind of bounce back, recover from his reputation, the dent to his reputation, and, you know, move on from that. He probably already has. I mean, listen, he's had other things happen for him since then, but he had such a brilliant career in front of him, and he was in the middle of a brilliant career. Leading CENTCOM and the forces in Afghanistan. So he retires from the military at the CIA back in 2011, and after a year, boom, the resignation letter, taking the walk of shame, all because of the woman who was chronicling his life, you know, having to admit that was actually someone he was messing around with, and she had access to classified information. So in a way, he really dodged something even worse. He really, really did. And see, in the notebooks that he had, or she had too, access to national security meetings, identities of covert officers, and all kinds of classified documents. So he pleads guilty to a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor. Wow. The mighty fall hard, there's no doubt about that. Thanks for hanging with us and spending time here on America Tonight. You can always shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Oh,
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.